Dover Melech is Dover Melech Mashiach. Dover Melech finished off the hymn with a parak of Hallelujah Bekli, all the Kli Shir. Shir is something that takes you out of your Kelim. A Kli Shir is when there's Achdus of the Oris and the Kelim together. Halal is the Or. Singing Halal, all that singing of Or. When you sing together with a Kli Shir, by very definition, is an Or and a Kli. The Or and a Kli, that's the meaning of a Kli Shir. So Adon HaMelech is working through the whole Golis, is working through all the Nisyonis of a person, is working through all the Nefilas and all the Shaviris, and working through there's too much Or, there's too little Or, too much Kelim, too little Kelim. All the problems of a person, the Or Kol HaGolis, either the Or is too great, or the Kelim are too strong. If the Kelim are too strong, he doesn't feel his Yiddishkeit. If the Or is too strong, then he finds a heart in being medaktik and halacha kashur, because halacha itself is the Indian of a Kli. The tachlis is to come to a matzav of Kli Shir. Kli Shir is where the Or and the Kli are together, and that's Avdo HaMelech b'nevel b'chinah b'sevel b'mochel b'sevel b'mochel b'minim ogar tzilz l'shoma tzilz l'shoa koila n'shoma. That's the outpouring of when there's an ichud together of the Kelim and the Shir. Hamolig is asher korcha. Asher korcha always means the klal gadla. Korcha always means where there's too many Kelim, there's too many chumras, there's too many cheshboinas. He doesn't get so involved in the chumra where he forgets why he's looking for an esrog. So that's a kulay Kli. Another person couldn't care less as long as he's this. He doesn't look for the diktuk. You have to find a very good esrit. But if somebody is oisik with his magnifying glass too much, so then it's a kulay Kli. The person's whole struggle is finding the balance between the Or and the Kli. The balance between the Or and the Kli, that's called Kli Shir. And that's the end of Sefer Tehillim. So the breaking of the Kli, and then suddenly the chuppah, and then suddenly the chasna goes all wild. It's all very, very, very mitzumtzumdik. It's very yerudik. It's very. It's very, 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 very tzimtzumdik and very, very, you know, controlled and everything, except for Shayashub Chasnas, where they get labeling before they break the Kli. It's a Chasn's Tish, it's a Chasn Doim HaMelech, and Melech is Pirates Geder. But usually they smash the glass, and the minute after they smash the glass, all the musical instruments start playing. It gets wild. They have to smash the glass, smash the Kli, and then once you've broken the Kli, the Rosh Hashanah says, take all the Oiris, Shep, take all the Oiris that you can, take all the Oiris that you can. Mashiach will come, that will be the beginning of Kli Shir. Kli Shir will be. And everything is betachlis hashlemus. Sing with Kalim. That's the whole Beis Hamikdash was like that. The Kohenim Levim with the Chesed and the Din. And Din is always Kalim, and Chesed is always is the Oiris. The Oiris have to do with Chesed, and the Dinim have to do with Kalim. So Esav was b'shoyrish Din. So if he's b'shoyrish Din, he is misamik the Indian of Kalim, and he ignores the Or. Chesed is b'shoyrish Or. So the Chesed and the Din together, the Shilav of the Chesed and the Din together, and the Beis Hamikdash, which was that was the Beis Hamikdash, is that's called Kli Shir. Yeah, that's the Menagnim. The Menagnim after Yom Kippur, Sukkot is where we break out into the Shir. The whole Zman El is El and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's all in Yonim of Dinim and Kelim, and then it breaks out into an Or. So I'm called Banner now, we're in a mockum of Ribbi Orans for sure. And after saying the whole Tehillim, we'll put them into the cliche.